My name's Emma Cooper, and you're listening to the Network Marketing Mum audio experience.
So if you hear tractors in the background, that is because I live in the countryside and someone is trimming down the hedges. And if you hear ferocious licking, that I'm not eating, Sean's not eating in the background, it's the puppy. So now I've put that to bed, I can say that I'm so excited to bring you the next episode of this podcast. And I think it's a question that actually probably lots of people ask themselves. If they don't, then go and ask the upline. Sometimes they're just thinking it in their head, they've had the conversation in their head, and sometimes you're looking for some advice. If you're having some value from what you're hearing, please feel free to screenshot, tag me in it, share it on your social media. We are only, I think, one day away from me starting to give out some free prizes. I'm going to give prizes for anybody who, or I'm going to pick somebody once a podcast. I'm going to be doing them once a week after this crazy stint for February. But I am going to be giving away a free prize every podcast, and I will announce the winner on the podcast. And I will pick that person at random from anyone who leaves a review. You can go ahead and leave a review and let us know what you think. And also who tags me in a post on social media about the podcast. So hopefully you're getting some value from it. Today I want to talk about, should you go to company events? And, you know, it's something that I don't think should be pushed. As I don't think, you get people starting up and you say, you need to be at the event, you should be at the event, you need to be there. If you're not there, it's, you know, you're not taking it seriously. I don't think it needs to be that. But I think that if you are somebody who is asking yourself the question, or has asked the question, or has somebody asking you the question, then, you know, what should the answer be? What is correct? Should you go to events, or is it just a waste of your time, or, you know, why? Now, of course, I think I mention him every podcast, but my amazing mentor, Ray Higdon, says, when would you hire a tutor? When would you get a tutor? When would you get extra tuition? Would you get the tutor once you got the A star? Or would you get the tutor when you're striving to get the A star? And that makes total sense, doesn't it? When he said that, I was like, yeah, can't disagree, that makes sense. So not going to an event because you don't have a team, I've heard it a lot, like, oh, well, you know, what's the point in going? I don't have anybody else going. Well, that's like not going to work because you've got no money. It's just not logical. So, of course you should go. And the reason you don't have a team is because one of two things. It's either because of skill or because of belief. And those are two things you will get in abundance at a company event. I would say the company event is probably 10% skill, albeit, you know, you're massively, if your company massively focuses on product, then you're going to get a lot of skill there. You're going to get a lot of information. You're going to get a lot of knowledge. But I would say our business, 10% skill, 90% belief. Don't you think? 10% skill, which you'll find at the events, and 90% belief, which is always demonstrated at events. I mean that by, you go to learn the skills and build the belief, but your results you're getting right now are simply a reflection of the belief that you currently have and your work ethic. And you're going to see people at your event walk across the stage or stand up and be recognized. And they're going to be people with backgrounds like you have, or even like your prospects have. They're going to be teachers who, you know, were sick of all the red tape. They're going to be nurses who were sick of the hours and wanted to spend more time with their families. They're going to be people like me, police officers who, you know, wanted more, who were just about to go on to maternity leave. They're going to be people who struggle with anxiety like you do, maybe, or maybe you struggle with some physical illness. You'll probably find that there's somebody at your company event that has the issues that you have, or less, and they're still doing it. And to hear from those people in a way that is helping you, not in a way of, well, you know, I got all this going on, woe is me, and I'm still doing it. Not in that kind of way. No message should ever be portrayed in that kind of way, but being honest, telling their stories. And you'll go and you will hear it, especially, I always think, sometimes you need to hear things a million times before you take it in. You've got to be in the right place ready to receive it to actually hear it. And I can give you an example. Mine was definitely about deserving things. I had a real hard time with earning a lot of money. I know, woe is me. Yeah. There are so many worse challenges out there, believe me. I've had those since. But I mean, I actually had a tough time with it. I was like, this is insane. Like, I don't get it. I don't think, you know, someone like me deserves to earn money like this. It was a struggle, you know, as much as that can be. But yeah, it was something of mine that I really needed to work on. And by the way, I'm chasing a puppy right now who's got my slipper in his mouth. But that was something that I really, really needed to work on. And I didn't know it was something I had to work on. I didn't know it was an issue. I didn't know it was actually even something I thought until I went to a training. I had heard about belief. I had heard about deserving it. I had heard stories of people say, I didn't think I deserved it. And then, you know, this great stuff happened and this is it. Because I worked hard and I was like, really? And then I went to another training, and I was sat there kind of all like, look, you know, I was kind of frustrated I had to be there. I'm like, listen, I got work to do. I ain't got time for this. I know what I got to do. Just let me at it, you know. But I wanted to go because I knew that lots of my team were struggling with belief, and I knew that, you know, 10% skill, 90% belief. But I went and I heard something different that time. I heard the same thing, but I heard it differently. And I started crying like a right sissy. And I started crying and thinking, oh my God, you know, I don't think I deserve it. And that's what's holding me back. And 2 months after that, I got one of the biggest promotions on the marketing plan. Was it 2 months? It was only a couple of months. Yeah, got one of the biggest promotions on the marketing plan, got a £10,000 a month pay rise. Was it worth going to that event? Hell yes. Absolutely, it was worth going to that event. Changed my whole outlook. Changed everything. And yeah, I know what you're thinking. What was the line they said? I suffer with... I have no idea. I don't even know what she said. I have no idea what she said. I just have no idea. I can't remember. I know it affected me big time. So if it's skill you're struggling with or it's belief you're struggling with, you're going to get both at the event. So go. You wouldn't hire a tutor once you'd achieved what it is that you want to achieve. So don't start going to events only once you've got a team. But, you know, going to the events, yeah, I hear it like you're showing your team, etc. And that might be the team you don't yet have. That might be people seeing you on social media at the events. And these are going to be people that you're going to be speaking to about the business. And so therefore, you are coaching them before they're even starting. And lots of people join our industry for different reasons, remember? Lots of people join our industry not just to make money. I know, it's crazy for all you red personalities out there, like, what? Don't you want to make money? Like, no, actually, some people want to be part of something. Some people want to use some good products, get some good discount. Some people just love the environment, the social aspect of being around, you know, a lot of people who have a great way of thinking. Big decisions are made at big events. Big decisions are made at big events. Go for your team, be the example. You know, going to the event and being the example means that when people join, they're going to follow you if they want to. So I hope that has helped. If you've been thinking about, should I go to the event? Or one of your team maybe is like, should I go to this event? Or I've been thinking, wondering whether I should attend the events. You can say, listen to this podcast. Make up your mind after that. It's totally up to you. See? So I hope I've helped you for whatever reason you're listening. I hope that has helped you with should you attend events. Yes, go, go, go.
This podcast was sponsored by MyProPlanner, the number one planner for network marketers.